Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast. Rated 5 stars on iTunes by Subby. He says, ultra epic podcast. This podcast is so good, it makes my laptop battery bulge.
Ooh.
Bulgy wolgy.
Bulgy. Nuzzles the bulge.
Roar. X3 nuzzles, pounces on you.
Please don't say that.
You're so warm.
Oh, please stop.
Couldn't help but notice your bulge.
This is Toby. This is Toby.
I tickle your trackpad.
Nuzzles your necky wacky.
This is Toby.
Hi,
Pride Month, turn up.
This is Jay.
Hello, what's going on?
This is Matt.
Matt.
Oh. And it's our one year
anniversary.
What the fuck, premature?
Woo! Woo! It's 1 year, boys.
That's
1 year
of doing
the twist it the other way.
I swear this normally never
happens. Other way. Come on.
It's not working.
Twist.
Yeah.
This is so much. Oh my god.
Twist the bottom.
Something hit me.
Ready? Twist.
Ready?
Yes.
3, 2.
Oh. And something hit me again.
Sorry, this doesn't usually happen.
Celebration.
Now we can't eat that.
There's rubber in there. What the fuck?
There's what?
There's like a little piece of rubber.
Free bouncy
hit
ball.
Hit me twice.
yeah, Matt, you celebrated a little prematurely.
I swear that normally never happens. Premature ejaculation. It never happens.
You were supposed to wait until I said that it was our 1 year anniversary of the podcast. Yeah, we've been doing this for a whole year.
That's crazy.
Jay looks gorgeous, sparkly, and beautiful.
Look at this shit.
We're all covered in confetti. I actually did not expect it to be this much.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, we kind of ruined the cake too.
No, it looks majestic.
How do you guys like the cake? Look at it.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
We should probably light it.
We should light the cake. We've been doing this 1 year, boys. One year.
One whole entire year.
365 days. 52 weeks. Some of those insane. Every other week, sometimes a week and a half.
Yep. We've been doing this podcast a little while now, and we're just turning the fuck up and celebrating.
That's actually a really good cake.
Who gave you a fork?
No, there was a teaspoon on the table. Who knows what it was used for? Probably cooking meth.
Absolutely crazy.
Can you light the rest? I can't reach from there. Unfortunately, guys, Zuckles and Swagger couldn't make it. Swagger has gone home briefly to visit his family and a few friends.
So is Mason.
Mason is, I think it's his brother's birthday this weekend, so
he's
away as well. But you know, it's the year anniversary. We're not going to miss it. We're not going to skip it. So we figured we'd have a little celebration. As you can see, we've got a penis cake here, which was kindly put together.
It's not a penis. What are you? What? No, it's a one for 1 year anniversary.
Oh, right.
I don't think there's any fucking way in hell you can convince anyone that's a one.
It's not a one. It could be seen as like a really droopy Disney Channel head, like a Mickey Mouse logo.
Welcome back to the Disney Channel.
To me,
congrats on 1 year, Misfits.
Welcome back to the Disney Channel.
Wait, what's this thing?
I don't know. It's the prostate.
It's supposed to have a candle in there.
I don't think that's actually lightable.
Okay. Sings happy birthday.
Ow, fuck.
Can we stop?
Oh, that looks so fucking gross.
Put it back. This is the hole there now.
This is like.
That's the.
What is that?
What is that?
Why is that making that noise?
It's playing happy birthday to us.
Oh my god, I thought the fire alarm went off.
Yeah, can we turn it off though?
Oh, that's copyright, remember? You can't play that.
Is happy birthday actually copyrighted?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, well guys.
Restaurants have to like sing their own like.
That's fine.
Shut up. Okay. Shut up, let me say some stuff. Guys, if you're listening to the audio version of this.
Let me talk, guys.
I'm trying to say some shit for like the last 5 minutes. And you guys are just going on about shit. Guys, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast on Spotify,
you're a loser.
Apple Podcasts or SoundCloud, it's our 1 year anniversary. We just lit the candles on a penis cake to celebrate, and yeah, we're just gonna be turning the fuck up today, and hopefully having a good podcast and talking about a few things. Oh my god, please don't light the shit on fire. As always, brought to you by gamersups.gg.
Code Misfits.
The best.
We're all drinking it.
Energy drink in the game. Some healthy shit. Don't buy yourself a Red Bull. Don't buy yourself.
It's so
some
bad for you, dude.
G Subs.
Gamer Subs is cheaper and better for you.
It's healthy shit.
Not chalky.
It's not chalky.
No
it
lead.
Tastes good. Pick yourself some Gamer Subs up and use code Misfits. And as always, thank you to our Patreons. That has been a
Patreon. You guys have been watching for like half an hour now.
Wow.
Yeah, if you do support us on Patreon, you will get extra content before the podcast where you see us sitting up and finding the 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Exhilarating.
When he says watching us sit up, it's other people sit up while we sit here and talk. You're not just watching a bunch of people walk around a room placing cameras and shit.
It's just pure chaotic energy.
Chatting. It's just chaotic energy.
Just us being idiots.
Yeah.
What is happening? Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, is that a sparkler?
That's a really shit sparkler. What the fuck?
It's all right. Leave him alone.
He's struggling.
Let him do his thing. And yeah, if you are listening to the audio version, make sure you check us out on YouTube, Misfits Podcast on YouTube, and hit that fucking subscribe button, dog.
And the like button.
Smash that like button, hit that subscribe.
The podcasts are getting crazy views on YouTube.
They are.
I feel like people like aren't subscribing because they might think it's on the main channel. Yeah. They'll see it in their recommended and then they're like watching it and then like, oh, I don't have to subscribe because I'm already subbed.
Yeah. That's so true. That could be a thing.
Hit that motherfucking bell too, boy.
If you don't know,
notifications.
Their podcast is on its own channel. It's just Misfits Podcast.
Hmm. And yeah, it's lit. We should probably bring up these little guys real quick.
What are these little guys?
Those are so cute.
We've been teasing these on Twitter and Instagram for a little while. They're dropping on the 28th of this month, and they are our own collectible figurines in limited edition on U2s.com. So yeah.
They are vinyl figures, high quality, really nicely made.
They're going to sell out really quickly.
They're weighty. They just feel quality.
We've been working with these guys since the start of the year, back and forth, trying to get these things perfect. It's been about 6 months. And we are so happy with how these have turned out. So yeah, the drop is happening on the 28th. You don't want to miss it. U2s.com. It's going to be lit as a motherfucker.
We're also the first people doing it. So
yeah, we're
Yeah, I mean, pick them up. They're really cool. At the moment, it's only the three of us, Swagger, Toby, and Fitz. Mm-hmm. But later on down the track, we'll have the others as well.
Yep. Yeah, you guys will have your own. Don't worry.
You guys will have your own little thing later. Don't worry.
We're just getting the important guys out of the way first. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they will be a limited supply. So when they drop, you got to be quick. You got to be quick with these things. Because I imagine that these, especially Swaggers, I can see, is going to sell out.
Very cool.
Fucking...
It's just like the quality is
honestly impeccable. Get yourself a little U2s, you know, put some blue tack on the feet or any other tack product.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be blue tack. And stick it on your car dashboard so that when you're driving, you can just have little Toby or little Swagger or little Fitz up
it's
there.
It's almost like a little baby Jesus to protect you when you're driving.
Genuinely, kind of want to do that to my car. I think it would be really cute.
Well, hell yeah. Well, there you go.
And then when I'm driving around at night jacking off, I can have something to look at.
You jack off while driving.
Well, I mean, there's something about the thrill of being able to, like, being moving and looking around the neighborhood while jacking off.
At night, no less.
Yeah. Well.
Do you just, like, do laps around the playground
and
circle it?
Then I have to stop in traffic.
He never said anything about playground.
I also like, get off on speed, you know?
I'll speed.
Just put my foot to the floor and jack it furiously.
Does the speed, like, correlate where you go faster,
but I can't actually jack off at 200 k's per hour.
All right, changing the subject.
Yeah, let's move forward a little bit.
Toby.
Yeah.
Nice hair.
What?
Nice hair.
Thanks.
I like
my mullet, my melee.
I like your tiara.
Thank you.
And more importantly, Toby, I like your little mustache.
Oh my God. You mean you're bringing up the mustache that I asked you to bring up?
Thank you so much. Toby, before we started the recording, he was like, make sure you bring up my mustache because I don't want to be sitting here the whole time with this.
Basically, I didn't want people to think this was a choice. This wasn't a decision I made.
How'd this come about?
So basically, I was streaming, as I do, and I was with Buys. And I was just talking about my beard, and I was like, I just don't think my beard looks that great right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I also think that, you know, when I shave it, I don't have a very good jawline. And Bias goes, shave it right now on stream, pussy. So I did.
You actually shaved it on stream?
On stream.
What motivated you to keep just the mustache though?
Well, Bias goes, but keep the mustache. And I was fine. I'll keep the mustache just for you. And I was planning on, you know, shaving it later on. But I kept the mustache, and then we just got some fantastic screenshots from the stream that have now been turned into emotes, and now the stream won't let me part with it.
Yeah. Once you see that pic of you with the sunnies on and the mustache, you're like, dude, you can't get rid of that.
Exactly. So I've done a few like straw polls and stuff on stream being like, hey, should we get rid of it? And no.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course they're going to say no.
Yeah, I know. Although, actually, surprisingly, like 40% of the people were saying, yes, get rid of it now. But to be honest, that just makes it funny to me.
I don't think it looks that bad.
Yeah, I think it looks okay.
You look like Dr. Disrespect right now.
That's why we have the mullet.
It's actually uncanny.
Because I'm the two-time.
Let's talk about Dr. Disrespect. What's happened
Doctor,
with her?
Disrespect my privacy.
Yeah, I heard he's been disrespecting people's boundaries.
Matt just blew on a party blower.
It's silent though.
He thought it was going to make a noise, but it's just a quiet,
so
flaccid, like, shameful thing.
You might need to.
That was the noise. Yeah.
Sorry about that, audience.
Sorry.
Toby just popped a cracker and it went all over the camera.
I swear that doesn't usually happen.
It doesn't. It's a rare thing.
It smells like gunpowder in here. I feel like I'm in America.
I know, but I feel like the candles
off of like a nice mood.
But it's nice.
I don't. Yeah, I do like that.
But yeah, I'm sure that by the time this podcast comes out, thanks, Jay. I'm sure that by the time this podcast comes out, Dr. Disrespect will have responded to what happened.
Oh, but he needs to.
Stupid fucking mistakes, man.
Stupid fucking mistakes. For those of you who don't know, basically it was at E3.
Yeah.
The doc decided to do an IRL stream.
Huge. Huge.
Mm-hmm. Huge. Could have been massive. How many viewers did he get in that stream?
It was like 60K or something like that. Yeah. So apparently, like, it was one of his best IRL streams that he's ever done.
I thought it was his first IRL stream ever.
Yeah, it's his first one ever. Yeah, and apparently it was really quite good.
So, and that's what really disappoints me is you can't go back and watch it now.
Yeah, I think someone might have uploaded the VOD somewhere, but I haven't seen it. I've only seen the clips.
Yeah.
And the clips are bad.
Very bad.
What was
very
littering...
Bad. I haven't seen the clip.
What was littering live stream fails, the subreddit, was the doc walking into a public restroom at E3 with, like, two camera guys following him. And, like, he was either going into, like, the stalls and, like, doing little bits, or going up to his bodyguard guy, his little mean bodyguard, was going to the urinal, like, standing next to other guys.
Yeah.
Some of whom were definitely underage.
Like, it was so close, like, it was, like, almost, like, a second in frame. If they would have took, like, one more step forward, they were, like, that close to the urinals.
Yeah. And they're filming.
It's so horrible.
Yeah. They're filming.
Like, he just walks in and there's this, like, 12-year-old kid just looking back like, what are you doing?
Imagine if you're like taking a piss and you turn around, it's like, oh, 60,000 people right there watching you.
Yeah, imagine
Hope you wash your hands. Yeah. They'll notice.
So uncomfortable. And not only that, but the doc, who was like 6'8".
Oh, he's fucking huge.
He's such a big guy. Holy shit. I would love to meet him and just like experience that intimidation.
Yeah.
It's a rare thing for me. But yeah.
Unflex, but okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of odd. It's weird how... He didn't think that was a good idea.
And his camera people.
Surely
his camera people would have been like, I shouldn't do this.
Today he tweeted out that he fired his director. He was like, explanation video coming out soon. Fired my director, by the way. But it's like,
I feel like that's his
kind of on you as well. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. He was he actually like doing bits in the bathroom? I never heard about that part.
Yeah, like he was kind of doing bits. It wasn't that funny. I think he might have felt a bit uncomfortable about it as well. But, you know, like he's there. He's participating in the joke.
Yeah.
And it's his career on the line.
And it happened not only like once, not twice, not three times.
Was it
four
times?
Four times? Yeah.
Well, they went in and out so many times.
Oh my God.
Apparently, I believe it was four times.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the stream, but I believe there were four clips on separate occasions where they went into the bathroom and filmed.
Jesus.
It's insane. Like, it's not even like an issue with like the terms of service with Twitch. It's like, it's actually like legitimately illegal to do that.
Yeah, it is illegal.
Yeah.
And you got banned for it, which you, you know, could probably expect, but
the worst part is
how long the ban is.
I don't know.
No one knows. But the big controversial part was apparently there's like 8 of Twitch staff in there watching the stream, and they only waited to ban him after the stream ended.
Well, when you're dealing with someone as big as Doc, you know,
well,
it's a
here's the thing about Twitch.
Starts to get that point. It's like, oh, the plain favorites game.
Here's the thing about Twitch.
Yeah,
you can be banned and continue streaming, as long as no one refreshes the page.
Really?
True. So if someone gets banned and they kept streaming for 24 hours later,
did you see that?
If no one refreshes the page, they could still have 20,000 viewers for that.
Didn't know that.
In the next 24 hours, yeah.
How would you know that? Have you been banned?
No.
Oh.
No, although I wouldn't know.
While you were talking, I just spilled some gamer subs down my beard. Not sure if it's on my shirt, but there you go.
Oh, you good.
Code Misfits.
Speaking of. Beard.
Oh yeah, I'm growing the beard out.
It looks good.
Looking really
good.
I think it's gonna look good. What you're currently seeing, fellas, is a man who's in the middle of a transformation into his final form.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's gonna take for me to reach my final form. It might take 5 years. It might take 10. It could take decades.
I have goosebumps.
Could take your whole life.
But I am in the middle of a story arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, a transformation.
I'm erect with anticipation.
So am I. And let me just say that when my final form is reached, everyone will know it.
Okay. That made me shiver.
We stand.
I feel like his final form is just going to be Joe Rogan at one day.
I'll never look like Joe Rogan.
No, his final form is
cuts 20 years forward.
He's going to get some surgery that makes his skin a gradient.
He just turns into his avatar.
Literally just turn into
when that gene splicing comes a long way, we'll see it.
Dude, crazy, right? Imagine if the getting your skin dyed and stuff is a thing in the future.
Yeah. It's entirely possible.
I think it might actually be possible. Like, I think it might actually be a thing now.
Surely,
I've seen a video of a girl that she had pink skin, like really saturated pink, and it was intentional.
You'd have to be careful because surely there like would be blackface accusations and things like that. Right? Like, you can't, like, where's the line get drawn? Like, you can get a white guy can get a spray tan, but it can't be too dark.
Can't
or else people
be.
Are like,
Is there like a sheet like on the wall that says, okay, we only do it up to here, past this? No, no, no.
I don't know, dude. I know that Ariana Grande gets shit for that because like she, I don't know, apparently she gets her skin like spray tanned, or maybe she just gets a tan, or she like photo, like her team photoshops her photos to make her look like more black. And people are like, well, not okay.
Yo, hold up.
Hold up.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like, because she's an R&B artist. Yeah. And like, I think they're trying to appeal to like demographics and stuff. But
she doesn't look black.
I know. I know. But it's like something that I've noticed on online comments and stuff. People are
really?
Like,
wow.
Yeah. But people get up in arms about everything.
Yeah. They
Shout out Ariana. You know, come on the podcast.
Come on the podcast, please.
Huge fan. Please.
Huge. Ginormous fan.
But yeah, I'm in the middle of a transformation.
I'm excited.
It's
I'm
funny.
Excited.
At the beginning of my YouTube journey, I was a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed 16-year-old, well, more like a 13-year-old looking boy.
Yeah.
You know, no facial hair. Hair on the top of my head.
Yeah. It's just
and now they've just switched places now.
And now I'm beginning a transformation into a bald, bearded Viking.
It's going to be sick. Like...
Who knows?
It's gonna start when he like finally like a couple years down the line of hitting the gym and everything, just to be like ripped, got the beard and bald.
That's the goal. That's the goal. I don't think I'll ever. I don't think I have like the body or metabolism to ever get like unit jacked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like I think
it's a lot. That's like years worth in the gym.
Years worth. Yeah. I don't know. And because of things like travel and. True. We're going to be on the road this year, so I can see diet and stuff going off.
It's going to be so hard with like fast food. It's so tempting.
I'm going to try, but I'm never going to get like shredded. And I don't even know if I want to get shredded, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really?
I just want to look well built, you know?
Yeah. Fill out. I don't know. I kind of want to be shredded, to be honest. Like, it's so like I'm skinny.
You want to go full chat?
No. Like, I want. Or it's like, how do I explain it? Like, there's so many people that are like, oh, you're skinny. Just start bulking, bulk up, get a bunch of muscle, then cut it all. But it's like, that's just unhealthy. So just like eat healthy in the first place and then just build lean muscle.
Yeah, well, lean muscle is what I mean by like well built. When I say shredded, I mean like bodybuilder, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, fucking
like you
like
see the muscle
big.
Fibers.
Yeah, when I say shredded, I think you mean like where it's like no fat at all, but it's just like pure lean muscle. To me, that's shredded.
Yeah,
1% body fat.
I guess that makes sense too.
Depends, you know. I have an image in my mind of where I'd like to get.
Yeah,
and I believe I can get there.
Good
with
good
determination.
Termination
and a sick beard.
It's looking good. So
Viking.
In the right way.
It's got to fill out up here, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's why I never grew a beard up until now, is because I could always get it on my neck.
Yeah, you get like the same little chin strap or whatever.
It gets a bit sketchy.
It gets sketchy. It looks kind of gross.
But is it filling in there?
It's a lot nicer than how mine looks when I grow mine.
Yeah, your beard looks good. It's like clean over there.
Yours takes a while to get there.
Your one's very clean.
Well, I shave it.
It doesn't look patchy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, like it's not like missing places, but it's missing like it needs to be more up here and it needs to connect here better, I think.
Yeah,
but I'll get there.
Oh, it's going to look so sick.
All right, give me time. All right.
If we all just grow beards.
Yeah.
The bearded boys.
Was telling me beard oils make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Apparently, oils genuinely like they encourage growth of the beard.
It surely doesn't encourage growth.
No, there is some oils
that
where
was crazy
it's like,
too.
Some of they have like stuff added in.
Talking at the same time.
Oh, no, you're good.
What happened? What?
Bias has a pretty proper beard.
Yeah, he does. He's a lovely beard.
And he said that his beard was pretty patchy before, but he used oils and it got way better.
I think like I oils like make it look better. I don't
maybe,
think it will help growth.
Yeah.
I heard that coconut oil is good to put in it, but I don't know.
I heard that you just have to keep shaving and it'll grow.
I don't know.
I think that's a myth.
Do any of you guys have a skincare routine?
No.
I do.
Yeah.
Nope.
What do you do?
I use like a vitamin face. C serum and then I moisturize.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
I use my own semen.
Vitamin C.
I used to have like really horrific acne in high school, so really? Bad, like on my neck and shit. Yeah, it was like really bad, especially on my neck. I don't know if you can remember. Probably wasn't as bad as I remember because I was the one who had the acne.
Yeah, I mean, you always remember it way worse. I don't remember it being that bad.
But it was bad. You know, it was like red and angry looking acne. And so, since I hit like college, I was like, all right, got to take care of my face, or else. I'm gonna get like scarring and
Speaking
shit.
Speaking of face, I went shopping and there was a company that kind of like pulls you in to test out their products. And because I was like, I don't have a face like routine, a skin routine. I'll try this out.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, I ended up getting finessed out of $90.
No.
How do you mean? Like what? Wait, you're talking in like the mall?
Yeah, in the mall.
One of those booths.
They were like, yeah.
What did they open with?
They opened
what
with.
They start with? What did they pull you in with?
Do you have a skin routine? I'm like, oh,
was
no,
it, was this at Chadston?
Yeah.
It's all
I've had the exact same thing.
And I sat down and I was like, oh, this is nice. This is working. And then I ended up getting like a 45% discount. I walked off being
this is a steal.
Oh my
I gotta
God,
do
I got
this.
This is the biggest steal I've ever seen. And then, yeah, it turns out the reviews on that company, they're just like, they're pretty much just full on scamming you.
Yeah. Those huts are scams.
Dude. That happened to me when we went to Chadstone one time. We were, actually, I think that was when I was in Edible too, when we all went to Chadstone like months ago.
You're so sleepy.
And it was like, I think me and Swags was there and we're like walking by and like some of the people offered us like lotion or something like that. Yeah. And he's like, hey, you want to try some lotion or some shit? Like, and he just hands it to me and he just starts talking. I'm like, he
doesn't stop talking.
Yeah, I just look at Swags. I'm like, dude, I can't be fucked to do this. And I literally just walk away while he's talking.
And the funniest part was it literally looked like French bucks. Like, I'm not kidding.
Oh, like Bucks Our Friend Bucks?
Bucks, our friend Bucks, but French. Like, dark hair, French accent. And I was just entranced. Oof. That's a part of the reason why I was like,
yes, you have the accent and everything.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, those people in those huts, they're aggressive.
They're very aggressive.
And they're trained to be aggressive.
Yeah. Very good at the jobs.
They're trained to pounce on you and then like entrap you in an argument.
Yeah.
Make you feel bad about your skin.
Yeah.
Make you feel self-conscious.
I got finessed.
Damn.
Finesse by the huts.
Finesse. But I got a refund though, so hey, fuck them.
How'd you get a refund? You
just walked in and be like, I don't want this.
You walked in, you demanded it?
Yeah.
You put your foot down?
Yep.
Ooh.
Good for you.
Didn't want it.
Good for you.
Decided I didn't want it.
A lot of people wouldn't do that, Jay.
Mm. Yeah.
You're a better man than most.
I know.
Wrong man.
I know.
It's crazy. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, I got such a good bargain and no, it wasn't at all.
Damn. You don't talk to those people.
No, don't. If anyone like pulls you in and says that sort of stuff,
then they get your email.
Yeah, they get everything.
That's the worst when you're like checking out. They're like, oh, what's your email or your phone number? I'm like,
but you want some fucking newsletter?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'll just walk out at that point.
Scammers, just be careful of scammers, guys.
Guys, don't get scammed.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Stuff that they're trying to sell you for $160, they make for like $5.
Anyone that's in a fucking hut in the mall.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, why aren't you in an actual shop?
Unless they're serving pizza, it's definitely a scam.
Because they'll scam you and then they'll pick up the hut and then they're fucking out there the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Because the funniest part is I got it from a specific mall. I went to another mall to go take it back because I was like, I really don't want to deal with that same guy. Turns out he was at that one.
No.
So he moved from that one to the other one.
Dude, he's migrating.
He is. He must like telepathically knowing where I'm going.
It's like, shit, there he is. He's got like a cart that picks it up.
Crazy.
Damn.
Runs to the other side of the mall.
It's a very sketchy business.
You know, I find that like in regards to skincare routines, like, I mean, you know, as much as moisturizing and all that stuff is great, I think the best way to keep your skin looking fabulous like mine is just to have a really nice couch.
I agree.
Yeah.
Nice, I think,
couch. That's a good segue.
If you have a really nice couch that's like super comfortable, made of really high quality materials, and maybe even has a USB charging port. Maybe.
That would be ideal.
That would be good.
That'd be great.
Where can I find a couch like that?
I mean, I wish I could tell. Wait.
Wait, you can tell
us? I just realized something.
Huh?
Wait. What? Burrow does that.
Burrow.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Burrow makes incredible products.
Oh my goodness. Tell me more.
They make high quality modular couches that are American made and have USB charge ports.
USA.
I love America.
I mean, who doesn't?
He does.
Who doesn't love America?
Swagger Souls is like on his flight right now. He's like, his ears just prick up. He's like, someone say America?
USA.
The commies don't like America.
I mean,
Please, Toby, go on.
One of my favorite parts about Burrow.
I'm going to get some water while you do this.
Other than how extremely high quality and beautiful these products are, and, you know, the ingenious idea to put fucking USB ports in a couch. I can't believe.
It's huge.
You know,
like,
I can't believe I hadn't thought of that. You know?
Yeah.
Makes so much sense.
So simple, but it's like, it just makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, you know, if you want to get a Burrow sofa, you want to try it out, you want to, you know, get your Burrow sofa. Luckily, because it's modular, you can buy a small one and, you know, you can start small. And it grows with you.
Wow.
You can buy the pieces as you need them. So, you know, maybe you have a kid. Yeah. You need a bigger sofa.
The sofa grows with them as they get older.
Modulate it.
There you go.
But, you know, if you want to try out Burrow, go to burrow.com/misfits. That's burrow.com/misfits. For $75 off a new sofa.
$75 off.
That is huge.
That's a big discount for a sofa.
It is a big discount.
That's better than the discount you got for your skincare products.
Much better.
That's real savings right there.
And these guys aren't in a hut.
Yeah.
They're in a real company.
This is a real legit
this
business.
This is real legit. Yeah.
So, this is America.
Exactly.
Thank you, Burrow. Thank you very much. Everyone, make sure to go to burrow.com/misfits. And support us by supporting them.
Turn the fuck up for home comfort, guys.
Exactly.
Yo, screw it.
Gang.
Sorry for leaving, guys. As I said on the pre-podcast for Patreon, I've been a bit sick lately. I'm just coming out of it. So if my nose looks a little red, if I seem a little bit under the weather, if you look at Fitz and go, oh, hope he's okay.
Poor dude.
I'm okay. You know, I'm recovering.
Yeah.
Probably going to have to blow my nose a couple times during the podcast.
That's okay. We can deal with it.
We can deal with it. It's no problem. Look at how small the candles are getting.
I know. Oh, no. It's so sad.
Oh, the wax is going to start melting.
Wax.
What do you guys think of my tiara?
I love it. suits you perfectly.
I love it.
I'm thinking, like, obviously this is a cheap one.
Yeah.
I know. It's kind of like an entry level.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking we go to Cartier.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it flooded out with baguettes.
I like where this is going.
We go to Cartier. We get a bunch of baguette diamonds, a couple rounds.
Yeah. You need two. Rounds. You only need two more. Look, you get like three of the Infinity Stones on there already.
Nah. I'm getting this made out of platinum.
Wow.
I pointed at the headphones. I'm getting this made out of platinum.
Wow.
I think you're the kind of guy that could wear a tiara full time, and I wouldn't even question it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel like there's not a lot people would question with me.
You could pull off anything.
Dude, think of the scams you could pull off. Go to every restaurant. They think it's your birthday.
Oh, my God. True.
I think free scams discount. Are going to become a big problem in the future. My mom's Facebook account got hacked recently.
Really? How'd that happen?
Really?
And like they hacked it and used her account to message all her friends with some
scam. Yeah, I've seen
phishing link.
Yeah,
happens all the time.
I have that. I've had that happen with Snapchat a few times. People messaging, it's like this is clearly a scam.
Didn't that happen with your Steam at one point?
Oh,
like it
got
compromised and started messaging all of us.
We were in Sydney.
Yeah, like a year ago.
I am Sydney. A year ago would have been just a year ago, a bunch of my friends started messaging me on Twitter being like, hey, you just sent me a message on Steam saying this. And it was like this really long message about like, you know, you've been scammed. I lied to all my friends and all this shit. It was really weird. And I just changed my password on my phone and it was fixed.
That was worse. Odd. Scammer.
You know who has to really worry about getting scammed?
Who's that? Yeah.
Big companies. Legal, like law firms and stuff. Really? Like... they hire teams of hackers to like hack their shit so that they can like figure out how to be safe against it. I think that hacking in general is going to be a big fucking problem.
I feel like that's true.
I mean, I guess it's not right.
I mean, it kind of is. Remember with like Sony? That was like the biggest hack that happened back in like 2011.
What happened?
Yeah, and
it was like first the PlayStation Network got hacked. And then it was down for a few days. They're just like, oh, it's down. We're trying to solve the issue. But they knew what it was originally. Like, that was the big controversy is they didn't tell anyone that they got hacked.
Did they take a dollar out of everyone's account or something?
No, they did leak a bunch of credit card info. But they offered, like, credit protection and all that stuff. Yeah. But then, like, okay, we're bringing the network back on in, like, a couple of days. And then the day they're supposed to bring it back on, some other, like, thing of theirs, like a streaming service, got hacked.
Of course.
The same day.
It's a miracle that more people don't get hacked.
Yeah.
Or more, companies don't get hacked.
It does happen a lot. It just people don't just really like, talk about it that much.
Yeah, I wonder if they get hacked, fix it, and then just don't tell anyone.
I know people that have, you know, credit card skimmers.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people who get hit by that when they've been traveling. Like,
really?
You know, they'll just be traveling. You know how in America, I mean, I guess it happens here as well, but it's not as common. You know, you give the waiter your card, and they walk off, and they pay, and then they bring your card back with the check. They just walk off, swipe it on a skimmer. And then actually charge you and then give it back and then take a bunch of money.
That's dodgy. Wow. And there's also the ATM things.
Yeah, those are sketchy.
Yeah, those get like so complex and clever. Like you'll see the ones where it'll just go over the slot and it's like a small like baseball sized one. And then there's ones where it'll literally be the entire front of the ATM placed on it as a replica.
So scary.
It's so crazy.
And people just line up and use them all day.
Yeah.
I had someone skimming them. I knew someone who the restaurant thing happened to them and they were traveling. They had like a $15,000 in their savings, and that was like, you know, the savings and to get them through the trip. And the next day they had $0.
Oof. Did they get it back?
I think so.
No, they're still there today.
But not, like, they got it back, but not while they were still there. So like they couldn't get it back until they were back in New Zealand.
Wow.
Right.
That's wild.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful, especially if you're going to like tourist heavy places. I know that Paris is a big one.
Pickpocketing in Paris is crazy.
Not just pickpocketing, but just like street scams in general. Yeah, they'll like, just a guy will stop you and ask you for directions. Next thing you know, your watch is gone.
Yeah.
It's like,
Jesus.
It's crazy shit. People make YouTube
videos. The sleight of hand they do it.
When I was in Paris with my family, a woman came up to my mom with a petition thing and she was like, hi, you know, I'm from whatever country it was. And, you know, in this country, there's a huge... problem with the government, you know, being corrupt, and we're just trying to get people to sign this petition to do it, blah blah blah, and take donations in order to support the cause. And mom was like, "All right, I'll do a donation. I'll give you, I don't know, she gave her like $10 or something."
Mm-hmm.
But they were holding the pamphlet thing over here and pickpocketing her purse under the pamphlet.
Jesus.
And the person, like, we were about to get on a tour bus and. the tour bus driver got off the tour bus and like ran at mum, was like, get away, get away. Wow. As they were doing it. Yeah.
Same.
It's just so common there.
Yeah, there's YouTubers that'll do is go around and film scams taking place and then interfere with them and just fuck with the scammers.
Wow.
And the scammers get mad. That's the most ironic part. It's same thing with like tech callers, scammers.
There's like so many YouTube channels of people just like trolling the tech scammers.
Yeah. Those are hilarious.
And like once they find out that you're trolling them, they're like, fuck your mother, bro.
Fuck you.
Like,
fuck you.
Dude,
fuck
you're the guy who's trying to rob me.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck did you expect?
Yeah, that's something I've been super scared about lately. I've changed all my passwords, two-factor authentication.
Yeah.
Just because
I've
been
seeing password managers. Yeah. They're so secure now.
Everyone's getting hacked these days.
Yeah, the cake is bubbling.
Oh yeah, we might want to blow those out.
Make a wish. Oh.
Oh my god, the fucking confetti.
Majestic.
Oh, one more. Make your wish.
Jay, it's yours.
I wish you could blow harder. Oh no, it's not going to come true. Dang.
Well, there you go, guys. The cake is now extinguished. It's significantly less cozy in here already.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a bit sad.
Guys, we were saying on the pre-podcast that this is actually our last episode on this set.
How exciting.
We are moving. Thanks to our kind supporters on Patreon.
Woo!
We are getting a new space to work out of. And one of those things that we'll be doing in this space is making a new podcast set. And it's going to be a lot better than this one.
It's going to be really
It's not
nice.
A new house.
Way more roomy.
We're not moving into a new house.
No, it's an office.
It's just an office space.
But not like a boring office. This office is kind of
really
sick.
Cool. This one has walls.
It's got walls. It's got windows.
It's got a door as well.
It's got a door.
Yep.
You guys will see it. We don't want to spoil too much.
Yeah.
But basically it's
a room.
It's a lot bigger. Like the problem with this space is that it's so cramped that in order to set up the angles, we kind of got to like wedge everything together. And
I don't want to get close to this guy when we're filming, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I want to be like at least a 5 meter radius away.
I mean, I get really uncomfortable if my knees aren't touching Fitz's knees.
Always. We're always playing footsie. I got such long legs, I'm playing footsie with Jay right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn up.
Why do we have a pinata? Oh, because of the happy birthday.
Can we smash this open? Is there something inside it?
Shake it. I doubt there is.
Break it. Break that bitch. Punch him.
Break it! Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, he's a beast.
Oh, senor.
There is candy in here.
There's candy in it.
There's candy in here.
Oh,
it's Redskins.
Hey, look, Redskins.
You know what? I eat them.
It's all Redskins and Coke bottles, guys.
Those have been in there for like a week.
Who puts unwrapped fucking lollies in candy?
Uncultured fox.
In a pinata.
I think we did. We didn't buy it like that from the store. We actually had to fill it ourselves.
Yeah, no.
And all we had was Redskins and Coke bottles.
Llama Lives Matter.
Man, this guy's metal on this. You can bludgeon someone to death with this.
It's actually so aggressive. You know that scene in Office Works where they beat the shit out of the printer? Like,
no.
That famous scene where hip hop's playing and they're like stomping on it. You must know this scene.
Yeah.
It was like that.
They recreated it in Family.
They've recreated it in like everything. It's such a iconic scene.
I guess I'm uncultured.
Speaking of
scenes, Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. Let's
talk about
it. What do
you guys think?
Shit.
Haven't seen it yet.
So funnily enough, the Edibles podcast that we did last time, that night is when I watched Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Went to Ryan's. I don't know. Were you there for that?
No, I wasn't.
No, you watched it on your own. But yeah, I was high as a motherfucker.
Did all three, all four, whatever episodes come out at the same day?
It's three episodes. They all drop at once. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
And yeah, I was watching Black Mirror. First episode, was watching it. I was like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I was like, it's okay. Like, it's different. Didn't feel very Black Mirror-y.
No, not at all.
Although it wasn't the worst episode.
No, I didn't like the first one, but I was like, this is all right.
I was like, okay,
do this.
I'll take this episode. The writing was pretty odd.
Mm.
The acting was great.
Yeah, of course. It always is.
Visual effects were pretty good.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, fine. Whatever, Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Tease me.
Yeah.
The next two better be good, though.
Yeah, give me it.
The second episode, in my opinion, was the best of the three.
Yeah.
It was like set in modern. Have you seen it?
I specifically watched the one with Miley Cyrus in it and none of the others.
Miley Cyrus one was the worst.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Miley Cyrus one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen many episodes of Black Mirror, but that was by far the worst episode of Black Mirror I've ever seen.
Mm.
It was pretty shit.
To be honest,
I think I just stopped watching halfway through because I was so bored.
I've seen every episode of Black Mirror and the Miley Cyrus one is the worst by far. Jesus, can you just stop like
just popping
shit.
Everyone.
Yeah, the second episode was good. It was like set in modern times, so it wasn't like futuristic or dystopian. It was kind of just like a really grim.
Had more of a Black Mirror feel.
It was the most Black Mirror feeling episode.
Okay.
Um, but like, you know, it wasn't great. It was good, but it wasn't great.
How many seasons are there?
This was the fifth.
Yeah. Okay. But they're really short seasons, eh?
They vary. Yeah. Like, some of them are 3 episodes, some of them are like 6 episodes.
Okay. Such a letdown waiting that long. It's only 3 episodes. Oh. Well,
they did the Bandersnatch thing recently,
which was
underwhelming too.
I liked Bandersnatch. I don't know. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was interesting.
For those of you who don't know, Bandersnatch was like an interactive...
Like a choose-your-own-adventure book, but movie.
Yeah.
It's like those really little DVD cool bonus idea. Scenes cool where you like, cool select the next one.
Mm. I think it was done well. I don't understand why you guys didn't like it. And I watched it by myself. I could see it being real fun with friends.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think we were all off our chops high when I watched it.
Yeah, it's not everyone becomes the best critic show to watch high.
Like, that was so long ago that I think even I was high.
Mm. But yeah, this new season was just straight up dog shit. I'm actually really surprised that the internet isn't more like upset about it.
I have no idea. I was expecting there to be like a massive uproar about it.
Because after I finished the Miley Cyrus episode...
I didn't even finish it.
Dude, that episode was a Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah.
That episode was trash.
It was.
Yeah.
Like, I can't understand people who think that's good. The acting was pretty impressive. I thought Miley...
The acting's always good, though, I feel like.
But I was impressed with how Miley acted.
Yeah.
I think, like, obviously she's got acting experience. I like she used Miley. To do her fucking Hannah Montana show.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it was good. She was better in it than I expected. But, like, the writing was just, like, kind of whack. And
yeah.
I don't know. There was just nothing impressive about it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I guess the CG on the toy was kind of good, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, other than that, it was basically just a...
I was like, this is...
A kid's movie with a non-kids twist, I guess.
The best way to describe the season was corny.
Yeah. I had a dream that, like, I had a dream the other night that was absolutely, completely fucked about just AI and VR and all that sort of stuff that would, like, literally put that season to shit.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I would love to go in depth. If I had my phone on me, I woke up in complete panic.
How have you not prepared notes for the podcast?
Because I completely forgot about it. Okay, I'll do my best to recreate it because it was just absolutely fucked.
And you can, like, draw it out in the confetti on the table.
Yes. It's hard because I have to remember it. It's pretty much, it was about, like, there was this new thing that came out that everyone was... This was all in my dream.
We know.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just trying to fill time so I can remember. There was this new thing that came out that a lot of people got to test, and it was this, like, VR, not VR thing, but it was a chip that was implanted into your brain. Mm-hmm. Really cliche and stuff.
Kind of like the first episode of Black Mirror, like, off the new season?
That's what I thought of. Like, that's where that's what I was going with, but I think it was more in, because, like, I'll get into it further on.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much it would turn it would pretty much make your life perfect. Like, if you're eating dog food and shit, it would make it into, like, the best meal you've ever had.
Would it trick your taste buds and everything, too, so it'd taste like that?
Because it was implanted into your brain. It had all your nerves and neurons and all that shit.
It'll make it look like a five-star restaurant meal and everything.
It would make everything good. And pretty much, like, the dream went, like, it got to a point where I was starting to get sick and shit because I was completely neglecting. Like, I was literally eating shit food, but it was like, oh, my God, this is so healthy and good. Everything's perfect. Like, I was living in a house and... that was going all decrepit and shit. I was in there for like 5 years.
Yeah.
It was going all decrepit and my house is still perfect.
Yeah.
And then,
it's like,
like in your head, you're living this amazing life.
Yeah.
Eating this literally amazing like food. Living in your head in like a different level.
And then the camera cuts to like a third person view and you're just on a shitty couch.
Yeah, exactly. That.
Stained.
Yeah. It's and, like, and one of the, this is an important part, but one of the things that was like the kicker was there was a temporary implant that you could get or a permanent one. And the weird thing is, Toby was in the stream. Yeah, Toby was in the stream, and everyone, like, there was a shitload of people. Like, 95% of people chose the temporary one, and me and Toby chose the permanent one.
Yeah,
because,
turn up.
Because Toby was like, he was like to me, I don't care, this is awesome. Like, I don't give a fuck, this is so sick, this is so sick.
That sounds like me.
Like, and you literally just didn't care. And the doctor's like, there's consequences if you do this. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, Toby doesn't give a fuck. We don't care. Let's just get into the...
Damn
and
right.
it was sick. Like, it was awesome. But then cut down to when it... Cut back to when it was, like, fucking shitty and stuff. And I started getting sick and all of that. I think what happened was, like, the game started to have glitches. And it started... Not game, like, the world. Yeah. It started to, like, glitch out. So, like, even the perfect world was fucked.
Mm.
And it turns out... The consequences were, like, if you got the temporary one, you can get it taken out easy. But if you chose the permanent one, you take it out, you get brain damaged and, like, crippled and stuff. So you either have to stay in that world and, like, live with the decision that you made, or be taken out and you're, like, brain damaged and stuff.
Damn.
Hmm.
Powerful.
It's really weird. Like, it was a super weird... I'm not doing it justice. Like,
I understand.
But it was just completely, completely fucked. So there was this massive, like, internal struggle in my head. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And... yeah,
it sounds like a metaphor for the human condition.
That's what I was trying to think of what it meant.
Thanks, I'm thinking Joe. About this.
Go, give
it's
me.
Like, it's kind of like what I said a couple podcasts ago, and I believe this to be true. It's that there is no, like, you can't live a happy life without suffering.
Yeah.
Period. Okay. It just doesn't work. Like, you can live in a fantasy.
Yeah.
Because how are you gonna know, like, what's good if you have no, like,
everything's perspective based.
What's bad.
Yeah, but it's not only that. It's like, mentally, people need to suffer in order to enjoy shit. Like, mm-hmm. they need to suffer in order to feel like they're doing something meaningful.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And to feel like they're fulfilling their life. And you can, like, what you're doing is like what you're describing is like virtual heroin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you're just pretty injecting much. Yourself with yeah. pure pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm sick and my throat's like catching. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear that. Clear it. This is good.
But yeah, that's kind of trippy.
Yeah, no, it was a really, really weird dream, because the thing that freaked me out is I woke, because at the end of the dream, everything blacked out, and there was this weird voice. I can't really remember what it said, but it just shut off. And like, during that time, I was conscious. And so I was conscious, everything was black. And then I woke up and like, I was just in panic, like, what just happened? What just happened? And I was like replaying it in my head, and it was just so, so scary.
Mm.
It was absolutely crazy. I was trying to figure out like what it meant.
It was
like,
G-Man from Half-Life.
Honestly, don't know why I had such vivid of a dream.
That must have been so weird waking up. You're like, oh crap, am I brain damaged
yeah,
now?
Yeah,
is this
I
normal?
Had no idea what was going on. I was like shock and panic. And yeah, I wrote down every single detail that I could remember on my phone. And it just freaked me the fuck out, because I was like, why am I having this like vivid of a dream? It was very scary.
I wonder if... something like that will ever be legal, or if people will realize how dangerous it is.
I don't know.
Because there's already things in the world today which you could consider kind of to be virtual drugs.
Mm.
One of them being social media.
I've been getting off that stuff.
No, but like for real, not to be like cliche, but you could see it go and get into a place where people would rather live in a virtual space than in reality,
totally.
Because it's an escape. Just like drugs are an escape.
Yeah.
You know, people are, and then you have junkies going to like VR booths on the street, you know, tapping into a virtual world where they can pretend they have like a loving family.
Exactly.
Like war veterans will go to a VR booth where they can like,
don't kill Nazis again.
Sure.
Anything, yeah.
You know, like, but like you could see these kind of things happening down the line. I'm sure there's already movies and books, and you know, these aren't original ideas.
Yeah, of course.
This has been done before. Yeah. Black Mirror is pretty much, you know, it's probably touched on this in an episode or two. But
no doubt.
I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy. There's got to be regulations on stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like there has to be. Otherwise, it's just going to go down that path.
I don't think we're going to get to a point in our lifetime where there's like chips like that, which can actually transform your entire experience.
Yeah.
Like, there's always got to be some connection to the real world. Because what you're describing is kind of like you're in a point, like, it's not like you're detached completely from your real life.
It's not real at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was just this, it was just so interesting and scary to me.
Yeah.
Because I was dwelling on it for like a few days and being like, what does it mean? Like, am I doing something wrong? Like, should I be worried about that I'm having this dream?
Mm.
Like, is it a metaphor for me not like, I don't know. It was really weird.
You're doing heroin, Jay?
Yeah.
I can't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but you can see how that would be a problem and how addictive that would be.
Yeah, for real.
Like, you could argue that even that video games are addictive to a certain extent like that, especially if you're using them as an escape.
Yeah.
Where it's like, instead of doing anything else, you'd rather just, you know, play a game.
Yeah.
Detach from reality for a bit, which is fine, obviously, in moderation.
Yeah, I hope that wasn't too incoherent of a retail.
No,
it makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know. Well, we're dealing with some complicated shit.
Very.
And guys, we got to fix it.
Right here
on the Misfits podcast. It's up to us.
We're going
to
save the world.
Toby, what do you think?
I mean, I think like it's entirely up to the Misfits to change the world. I mean, we are in a position where...
Thanks. Every time Matt does a popper, it's like a flaccid dick.
Swear that normally never happens. I swear.
I just spilled water on my beard again, dude. I'm not used to this shit.
Do we mention that with the little beautiful collectible toys we have? They get released on the 28th of this month.
Yeah, I mentioned it twice, Toby.
Thank you for bringing it up. Did you mention the date, though?
Yeah, the 28th.
Oh, sorry. I didn't think you mentioned it.
But I'm glad you brought it up, because now we can bring it up again.
Okay.
We want to sell these out, and I'm sure that they're going to go in like literally a
day.
They
will.
They will go in a day.
Here's the reason why we want to sell them out, chat.
Money.
chat this guy.
Streamer over here.
Streamer Andy.
Podcast people, listeners, whatever. The reason why we want to sell them out is because if they sell out, we're going to be able to make more. And that means we're going to be able to have like multiple series of them.
Yeah.
And it means that, you know, you can have certain, like, special editions that might come out and stuff like that. I think it could be really cool.
Yeah. Well, we want to just drop all kinds of collectibles and shit, you know, doing different shit. Collabs, you know, maybe like me and Swagger high-fiving or some shit, or ripping a fucking bong. Who the hell knows?
I think a really cool series would be just like all of us, but we're all wearing Misfits merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit. We could do whatever we want. Yeah. Like we said, we've been working on these for a while. Yeah. Back and forth, getting samples sent, making sure they're good, making sure they feel good, weighty, they stand up. They're sick. I'm so happy with how they've turned up.
We stand.
28th. 28th of June.
They're going to know when it comes up. It's going to pop.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
Well, yeah, they're going to pop. They're pop vinyls. Right?
They're figurines.
They're not pop vinyls.
They're not pop vinyls.
Collectibles. Just vinyls, just say what they say.
Cut the vibe.
Despicable that you would suggest such a thing.
They are U2s.
They're limited edition. Collectibles. Highly affordable, but highly pristine.
Oh, I just noticed you have little ears on yours.
Yeah, little ears.
Little ears.
Yeah.
It's very high quality. It's good stuff. Let's move on.
Oh, man.
How have your dreams been since the THC break?
Up and down. I can't remember most of them.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember you had that really, really vivid one. And
yeah, where I smoked weed with that guy and met PewDiePie.
Oh, yeah.
And managed James Charles.
Managed James Charles. Stressful.
Yeah.
It's so weird how it's like way more realistic when you like take a tea break. It happened to me like a couple nights ago. I was taking a break. I was like watching the James Bond movies. I was like binge watching them. And then my dream was like the most super realistic. Like every scene in the dream was like black bars and everything, like full on cinematic and everything.
Yeah.
It was so odd. Hmm. It felt like so real.
I've been in a real peaceful state of mind lately. My dreams, I think, are mostly about being in a cabin in the woods and shit, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
That's
like
wholesome.
Just cozy.
Yeah.
Like if I could describe my dreams, they're like a warm fire recently. Mm.
Crackling.
It's rain outside.
Yeah.
Toby, I'm describing my dreams. Please.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's like a warm rug. Okay. Sorry. Go on.
The sort of dreams I've been having recently, it's very like pretentious rich kid.
Oh, no. Just cars, money, bitches.
Pretty much.
Dudes.
So like, I had this dream where we were all staying in an Airbnb somewhere. And for some reason, I had three Lamborghinis.
You need three.
But the dream was
take the yellow one.
The dream
Friday,
was in a setting where it was like I had just bought them that day.
Yeah.
So I just bought three Lamborghinis in a day for some reason.
Yeah.
But I woke up and I was like, I don't have a Lamborghini.
I hate that when you wake up and you just want to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like,
what if dreams are the equivalent of like the VR escape?
That's all it really is. You ever have
a sort of dream?
Could be.
You ever have a dream where like you know a couple hours later you just realize, oh fuck, that was a dream. Like you remember something that happened in the dream
as if it actually happened.
And you're like, oh yeah, that was sick. And then you go, that didn't actually happen. Like it sucks when you have a normal, like a dream that's just like a normal day.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I did that.
And you just feel like you just wasted a day.
And then you wake up and you're like, oh,
wasted that dream, man.
What the fuck?
I procrastinate even in my dreams. Like, should I go buy the Lamborghini? No, I'll wait.
Put it off tomorrow.
I'll just play video games today.
Yeah.
It's the most boring dream.
No. Yeah. Interestingly, I was watching a Soda Poppin' stream, and he was talking about how he has stopped masturbating recently because he wants to have a wet dream. He was like, yeah, I've never had a wet dream.
What the fuck?
And I've never had one. I want to experience it, so I've stopped jerking off because I think it will help.
He wants to just wake up with that cum in his bed.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like,
what's going to happen? Like, what's his end goal there? He wakes up with cum on his bed and he's just like, yes!
I got to clean up a mess.
He's
had a blowjob on a plane. I don't know if I told you guys that
Wait,
story.
What?
Are you just going to tell Soda Popping's story?
Actually, you're right. Yeah.
Let's do it anyways.
Welcome to the Misfits podcast.
I just thought it was fucking hilarious when I heard it.
There's some interesting characters.
What happened? Tell me about him.
Well,
briefly.
Soda was on a plane with his girlfriend and it was a row of three. There was someone sitting beside them and he got horny and his girlfriend sucked his dick on the plane while there was a person behind him.
What?
They didn't go to the stall.
They at least have like a coat over her or some shit? Like,
nope.
Wow.
I know. That's crazy. Streamers live wild lives.
At least they didn't even go to the bathroom like the normal Mile High Club. What's wrong with them? Uncivilized.
Getting two people into an airplane bathroom would be so difficult.
Yeah.
Depends on the bathroom.
Have you seen that GIF where it's like the woman walks out of the bathroom? And then, like, the guy's recording his phone, just waiting for it. Like, 30 seconds later, he comes
Another
out.
Guy
comes he just
out.
Looks at the camera and gives, like, that sneaky look. He's just like...
Yeah. I can't imagine doing that, like doing anything sexual on a plane.
Neither. It would feel wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of not jacking off, have you guys heard about NoFap? I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but
very odd movement.
It is just crazy.
I can appreciate the no porn movement.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, no porn makes sense. NoFap just seems unhealthy.
So, yeah, very unhealthy.
I mean,
it's really
unhealthy. Look, maybe they're
going back to like religious shit. It's like, oh, masturbation's evil and bad.
I don't think they think it's evil. I think they just think that there are benefits to not jacking off.
Yeah.
And normally there are guys that are maybe struggling with women or are feeling like emasculated in some way or want to like better themselves. And they think that not jacking off will give them more masculine energy and make them more attractive to women. Maybe it's true. I honestly think that if you just don't jack off, you're just more horny.
You're just more horny.
Maybe you're more assertive.
That's all it is.
Maybe that's like the only benefit.
Ooh.
But some of these guys believe that they're like, you know,
they'll become gods.
That charisma points.
Day 93, I can levitate when I meditate.
They'll become airbenders.
I mean, who knows?
They're nut vendors. Just
I haven't read any studies on it.
This is the manliest podcast ever.
We got a dick in the middle of the table. Pride month, turn up.
Talking about beards, Kevin's in the woods.
Beard oils.
And getting blowjobs.
So mad.
Fuck yeah.
We're alpha. Welcome back to the alpha podcast.
Yeah. NoFap is odd. NoFap is
odd.
Maybe there are benefits. I don't know. I don't know if there's been any studies, so I don't want to like shit on them, but like it's odd. They get a little crazy. It becomes kind of like a religion.
Yeah. It's kind of like, how'd you describe it? Where it's like they just keep feeding like that community where it's just style where they just like feed into their own like crazy ideas.
I have like a real growing hatred for Reddit.
Yeah.
Reddit,
it's so like unhealthy, Reddit. Like the comments and shit like that.
I don't know. I've been using Reddit since I was like 16. I used to really love it. And I still think it's useful. Like, I still think there are niche subreddits that you can enjoy.
Like the Misfits
subreddit. Especially like hobby-based ones.
Yeah, there's a way to enjoy Reddit. But like recently, man, I'll like procrastinate and I'll go through like r/all. And
it's a waste of time. It's like,
it's just a cesspool of like toxic opinions.
Yeah.
You can like, you can predict the top comment every single time.
Yeah.
Like, once you spend enough time on Reddit, you can just predict what everyone's going to say. And it's like, oh, what the fuck? Like, you know,
everyone jokes, but it's like, it's like the hive mind effect where it's everyone just like regurgitates the same shit over and over.
Yeah.
Have you ever, do you spend much time on Reddit?
No.
It's really addictive. I wouldn't recommend it.
Such a waste of time.
Use the Misfits Reddit.
Yeah, the only worthy subreddit is the Misfits subreddit.
I don't know. Our subreddit is trash.
Memes.
Yeah, no one uses it.
There's good memes there.
Start using it. Start using it. Send us memes so we can react to them for free content.
Yeah, go hit up r/misfits if you want. Because it's definitely trash right now, but that might just be because there's not enough people there.
Yeah.
But don't make it a cesspool of like circle jerking, because that's what happens on Reddit.
Only we can talk about that on here, okay?
Yeah, we can talk about jerking.
So many pretentious people.
The best subreddit is girls peeing. r/girls peeing.
It's kind of a cesspool there.
I feel like Toby's the kind of guy who just has a Reddit porn account, just with like really niche fetish subreddits.
I've looked at porn on Reddit, but I don't use Reddit enough for that stuff. If I'll be watching or listening to a podcast or something, and they'll mention a subreddit that's like porn related, and I'll be like, kind of curious what that's like. Like the boob drop one.
Oh my god!
You been on boob drop subreddit?
No.
It's just girls just lift up their shirt and their boobs drop down.
Huh. Very self-descriptive.
There's something for everything.
That's very specific.
It's just funny.
There is literally a category for every single thing you can imagine on Reddit: porn and not porn related.
I mean, look, if you wanna use Reddit for porn, you're probably just trying to get some Patreon girls' nudes for free. Is that just me?
I think you just don't understand Reddit. Reddit, you can use it for
like,
anything.
No, you're the one using Reddit wrong. I'm using it right.
Yeah, fuck off.
You're just applying your own uses for Reddit and presuming that that's what other people do.
No, I'm just kidding. I know that. Reddit is huge.
Reddit's more than just porn. I know that.
Reddit is huge. It's one of the biggest, I guess it's technically social media websites.
Yeah. I think it's like, is it like the third largest site in the world now?
Mm.
It's like, what's the order? It's like Google, YouTube, like Facebook, Reddit, or something like that.
Yahoo.
It's crazy how big it is now.
It is big.
Yeah. Bing.
MySpace, that's a big one. Bebo.
Bebo.
You guys have a Bebo account?
Habbo
My
Hotel.
Mom had one back in the day.
You had one?
My mom did.
Your mom?
Yeah.
But not you?
Not me.
You wouldn't?
I didn't know what
Bebo was for kids.
Yeah.
I felt like
Bebo was for kids. No. What is this? I've never heard of this.
Bebo was for kids and pedophiles.
Yeah.
Very tight market.
Ah.
Bebo was basically just edgy Facebook.
Yeah, it was like Facebook, but you could customize your profile.
So MySpace.
So edgy.
Remember back when YouTube had the like old channel style?
Yes, that was the best one.
Where like you could change all the colors and shit and like
yeah.
Like that was like Bieber looked as trash as that. But you could
upload photos, you do shitty posts,
you could upload GIFs on your profile and shit,
and you know you can have like
Tumblr
dope like barbed wire.
Fuck, thank God, dude, that like social media wasn't that big when I was that age.
Oh my God.
Because my Bieber profile was cringe AF. I had like my profile picture was a selfie with the colors inverted, so it looked all like the negative filter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like it looks all blue.
Yeah.
Dude, like I kind of, that was back when like I just got a Sony Ericsson phone.
Yeah.
You know, with the camera on it. I was like, oh my God.
That's a mistake giving a kid a phone camera. Dude. Just ask him.
I remember I had like a relationship with this girl in middle school. And I was like, how old are you in middle school? Like 12?
Yeah.
I fucking maybe. Know.
But I'd never met her. It was only via text.
It's probably a dude.
She went to your school.
It was probably a dude.
She went to your school?
No. This was when I was at like a regular high school, by the way.
Yeah.
But she was like a mutual friend of my friend's girlfriend. But he had met this other girl.
Yeah.
Or so he said.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even fucking know.
It was a dude. It was a dude.
I don't know.
Sorry to tell you.
I don't know if it was a dude. Might have been a dude.
It's probably a dude.
We didn't do anything like explicit. Like, I didn't send nudes or anything like that. We didn't even do like sexting.
Yeah.
But like, it was just like a relationship, in quotation marks, that lasted a few weeks.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey babe,
how was school?
Yeah, that kind of shit. That kind of cringy, like middle school.
Yeah.
You know, virtual holding hands kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You guys never had any experiences like that?
No RuneScape really. GFs or anything like that.
I mean, I pretended to be a girl on RuneScape.
Wait, have you scammed people?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the payback for you, like, getting scammed by the people, you know?
Pretended to be a girl on RuneScape.
Dude.
Yeah.
I can relate. I mean, I've had those, like, you know, meet someone who's, like, friends of a friend on Facebook. And it's like, hey, you're hot. Let's date.
Okay.
Smooth.
It was really just, like, so you had the status of being like, yeah, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean,
where is she? Goes to another school. Yeah, you wouldn't know her.
You wouldn't know her.
I didn't even know her, but yeah, she.
I don't even know if she's. Like,
I don't even know her. Yeah,
yeah, she's a dude. You know, she's 40.
Like when I was younger, I probably would have said like, if someone was like, "How many girlfriends have you had?" I'd probably be like, "Oh, like 15."
15. That's a normal number for someone else would say. Yeah, yeah.
Then I'm like, you know, I get to like, eight, you know, 17, 18, and I'm like. I mean, I've had like two girlfriends. Like the rest do not count in the slightest.
Yeah, those sort of things don't count.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it doesn't count. Like I don't think it counts. Like he was a really convincing dude though. Like
yeah.
I'm kidding. No,
depends you pick.
Convincing dude.
There was a there's a channel I haven't been watching. Has been popping up in my recommended. This dude who like catches predators online.
Oh yeah.
And he like
snakes and
Chris
stuff. Hansen.
No.
Coyote Peterson.
Like a new one.
Who?
Coyote Peterson?
No.
I mean, he does do that.
He does do that.
He does catch predators.
Pretty much, he goes online into these like chat rooms and pedophile chat rooms and all that shit, and pretends to be like a whoever, and like just a young person, and then like confronts them when they go to meet up, and he like he goes like so far, he fucking sends pictures of his own like. Like, but obviously with like pants on and shit, and like they fall, he straight up fools the predator.
What if he's wrong, and he's just like messaging a 13-year-old girl?
No. He confirms that it is like these like old weird people.
He better be fucking sure if he's doing that shit.
Because he does. He like goes and meets them in person.
How does he meet them in person?
He just tell like they say, oh come here and we can.
Yeah, but that's the confrontation.
Okay,
right?
Okay. What does he do once he confronts them?
He just like pretty much says, "You're gross. You're trying to message and like do stuff with this young person."
It's a terrible idea.
And the guy's like, "Okay," and he just walks away, or like does he call the police?
Pretty much, he just walks off.
What?
Yeah.
What a rip of a channel! Dude. It's really. He doesn't call the cops on these guys. He's a legit pedophile.
I'd say he probably does afterwards, but I haven't seen a video where he has.
There's like, no way he doesn't with the like video he has. Yeah.
Like he has video.
And he's got like the chat logs and everything. You just screenshot that, show him the video,
like,
send it off.
It's crazy how far he goes. Like he sends pictures of himself, like
that's
with
weird
angles.
It doesn't seem weird.
Doesn't
seem needed.
Like, yeah. How does he figure out that they're actually pedophiles and not just like?
Because they send obviously like provocative stuff, and he's in like renowned. For that sort of stuff, like chat rooms.
My
like,
little sister once showed me like a photo that a guy had sent her, and it was clearly like an old man's dick.
What?
Well, see, my little sister is pretty similar to me, I guess.
And, retarded.
but she'll like fuck with people though, you know.
Like, figuratively?
It's Millie. You reckon Millie would... Yeah.
Millie is like a little shit.
Yeah, Millie's a little shit. So, Millie was like baiting people on Facebook, like pedophiles, just to fuck with them. Mm-hmm. And she showed me a picture of this old dude's dick that... And she was like, yeah, this guy sent me a dick pic. And it was just like, it's so fucking creepy.
How old is she again, just for the audience, so that they don't think she's like 12?
16, 17, probably
so,
17.
It's not that bad, guys. Yeah. But still.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's still an old man sending a dick pic to it.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. But like, it would be weird if she was 12 and doing
that. Yeah, that's I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. I get what you mean. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. No, the guy is fucked up for sending that dick pic. But yeah, what is it? I call it Instagram?
Facebook.
Facebook.
Millie, my little
sister. Who uses Facebook anymore? There are definitely pedophiles on there.
She accepts any frame request. For that reason.
That's funny.
Damn. Yeah, I kind of forget how, I don't actually understand what it's like to be 13 in the modern world.
Oh, no.
Oof. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I know what
you mean. Think about how retarded you were when you were like 12, 13.
But
14.
At least
even like access to all that now.
Social media wasn't as,
not at all,
nearly as big.
It was
and
just
like
bubbling to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, now, at that age, it was like texting, God. You know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
just text your friends.
Fucking 12-year-olds have iPhone X's. It's crazy. We're so old, but not old.
Yeah, it's weird. We're in the middle.
Do you reckon our kids are going to think we're cringe?
Yeah.
But, like, we're not cringe.
Well, you play Fortnite. Yes, you're cringe.
Okay, buddy. All right.
Do you think Fortnite will have, like, a second wind like Minecraft test where it's, like, cool again in 10 years?
Yeah. No.
I reckon it will. I reckon it will.
I don't think it will.
Who knows?
But, yeah, who knows?
Minecraft was cringe for a while. You got to remember that.
See, what it is, usually, is the people who... loved it when they were younger, coming back to it, being like, we should play that game. And then, you know, it's kind of brings a bunch of other people back as well.
Yeah.
Fortnite definitely isn't as revolutionary as Minecraft was, though.
No. Yeah. No, Minecraft is huge.
Minecraft changed the motherfucking game for real. You know what I'm saying? Blocks, cubes.
Cubes.
Who did that?
That's high tech, man. High tech gaming.
It's crazy.
Minecraft's lit. Squares. Turn up.
There's a game coming out called Hytail. I think it's made by one of the, like, Minecraft servers. One of like the major
Minecraft
servers. They're
that.
Making their own standalone game. Hmm. And it looks like Minecraft, but with like questing and stuff in it.
I think
it's really
gonna,
cool.
I think it won't do as well now that Minecraft's booming again.
Nice. Cube World. Cube World, guys. Cube World's coming out. Remember?
Shut up, Swagger. Oh my God.
Cube World.
Yeah, I don't think it'll do crazy well, but I think it'll be a bit of fun.
Who knows, man? I'm willing to try it. What, does it look like Minecraft or is it like more like
it
little squares?
It looks... I don't know. It looks like Minecraft, but I don't think it looks... as nice.
Like voxels or like big blocks?
I think it's pretty much the same as Minecraft, but less detailed.
Okay, so it's just like
inferior
budget
Minecraft.
Just beta Minecraft.
Just Minecraft mobile.
Yeah. But I'm getting into Minecraft.
Looks fun.
I'm getting into Minecraft again.
You never played it originally when it was like big, did you?
Yeah, so I'm getting into it now. And
he's a rookie.
So you're a Minecraft virgin.
I'm kind of the same. But every time I try playing Minecraft on stream or something, or like, you know, if someone's doing a playthrough, I get bored so quickly.
Yeah, it seems like you could get really
it's
bored.
It's like as soon as I
especially
find,
when you don't know what you're
if
doing.
If I built a base, as soon as I find diamonds, I'm like, what?
You gotta know how to play. I can't play Minecraft without mods.
Yeah, really. That's fair.
I love the Feed the Beast mod pack. Turn up.
No idea what that.
It's like a mod pack that adds a bunch of like tech shit. So you can like automate. So you can like make machines that will smelt ores for you.
Yeah.
And then like pump it through pipes into other machines.
Hmm.
And you can build like a quary that mines blocks for you.
Oh, all right.
And it mines
I never
down.
Played that. That sounds
and then
interesting.
It like pipes, you would love this. It like pipes the blocks into
it's
like a chest.
Super in depth.
Sorts it for you. You can have like the diamonds go here and here and here. You're crazy.
Jesus.
I remember getting excited when they first added the hopper to original Minecraft. I was like, whoa, think of all the stuff
Dude,
you can do.
The mods are like, they changed the game.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like Minecraft without mods. It's too boring.
I feel
now.
Like if I were to play it, I'd be a PvP nerd though.
Well, you're a RuneScape kid.
Fucking...
faction servers,
Minecraft,
those are huge. They're so fun.
Minecraft Battle Royale and stuff like that. It's having a comeback.
Yeah, I've seeing it on YouTube.
A bunch of
Hunger Games.
Playing it. Hunger Games, that's what it is,
The original Battle Royale.
Yeah, shout out.
I don't know I've never played it. Don't know what it looks like either.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun after school playing Minecraft Hunger Games.
I always thought everyone who played it was just such a nerd.
I sucked at it. Well, yeah, it's an... whatever, you're playing RuneScape, cunt.
Yeah, it's like
yeah,
fucking nerd
I was like
goes
always
RuneScape.
Good at every single game I played, so I was like, even if I were to play Minecraft, I'd be better than all of them.
I was just sitting
I was
home.
Just like, it's fucking just
you are
stop
a gamer.
Wasting your time, yeah.
I was just sitting Rise at home up. Playing COD, you know. Yeah. All my mates were out there playing Minecraft. I was like, I don't even have a computer. I'm just going to play COD on my Xbox.
I went through every phase days. Of gaming, like every single phase.
Except Minecraft.
I avoided that shit religiously.
What do you think of Battalion?
I love it. Looks good.
You've played
really
it a
fun.
Lot.
Really fun.
I haven't tried it
you
yet.
Play
it's
it
actually
right,
very
dude.
Good. Like, everyone always compares it to the old style, like COD 4 Pro Mod.
I don't think it's COD 4
like
Pro Mod.
I
don't think it's good for content, though. Your type of content.
It's not good
very
for content.
Aggressive.
But it's if you want a competitive game to play that's new and fresh, it's fun as fuck.
I probably
Super
shouldn't.
Super simple while still being complicated.
It, like, favors aggressive play. So you just have to freaking go in and kill everyone.
So you can't just, like, no-brain it and, like, background
you,
chat?
You no, can. You can.
Oh, can you? Really?
Yeah, there's just, like, deathmatch and
I
stuff
do it
like that.
I've been seeing rounds, like,
have you played comp?
Like 12 seconds.
Not yet.
The game's shit unless you're playing comp,
really?
In my opinion. I mean, well, here's the thing. The game is made by esports players.
Who
were bored of all the esports games and wanted to make an esports game.
That's
they added
insane.
The casual game modes just as like another thing for people to play.
Yeah.
But it's all about the face it. It's got integrated
face it.
It's got really quick servers. The servers are high tech. I mean, it's really fun.
Is it popping?
No.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm.
But it is at that point where it's because it's not popping, you get games really quick.
It's like Shroud and stuff playing it. Like
they were sometimes.
Yeah, Shroud and Doc and stuff playing it.
I was surprised how well the hit detection was. Like I was playing with someone in America and I had like 300 ping and it was still like everything just felt like good and snappy, like a proper FPS game.
What's cool about this game is it's not all about aim.
And right.
You know that because Shroud was trash when he started playing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's a first.
So you gotta like know the maps and coordinate.
Yeah, you really gotta know the maps. You got it rewards team play, but no one plays as a team.
So is it basically Search and Destroy from Call of Duty?
Mm-hmm. It's basically Counter-Strike.
Right.
It's like a mix between Counter-Strike and like COD in a World War II setting.
Epic.
The economy system's super simple. It's like basically you get, instead of it being like, oh, you get $500 for this, you get $600 for that. It's like you get one coin for this, four coins for that, such and such. And it's like the sniper's 6 coins. Grenades are 2 coins, that sort of stuff. And it's super basic, but it works.
Right.
I would... It's a lot of fun. We should play it.
Definitely a good game to just chill on, I feel like.
I'm down. I need more content games, dude. I gotta stop uploading CS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to stop uploading Fortnite. But fucking codes, man.
Code creamy. Turn up.
Facts.
I gotta stop playing Counter-Strike. I'm really excited to upload this VR video at the end of the month.
So am I.
Yeah, well, your VR vid popped off.
I want to see yours.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I got like 800K.
Yeah.
VR is the future of content. And it's annoying because I just haven't got around to it yet.
Have you got a headset?
No, he doesn't.
I thought you had one.
No.
What?
No. I hope you don't get motion sickness.
I really hope I don't.
Only
too,
certain
I'll be
games,
in,
like
I'll be
Pavlov will do it.
In VR, I feel like.
And Pavlov? The motion sickness is horrific.
It bothered me.
I never got it for me personally.
It bothered me the first time I played it, but
I feel really unstable.
Yeah, yeah. It is odd because it's like you're trying to like turn where you're like looking.
I feel like I'm gonna
fall over.
And then
you're trying to like control it with another thing, so everything's just like.
Because you know you'll be standing still, but and then you'll move on screen, and the moving is quite jarring and fast.
Yeah.
So like you know you'll be standing completely upright, and you know because you're moving forward, you feel like you should be leaning a little, but you're not. And it just feels, I feel super unstable. Yeah. When
do you
I
have
do
like a little like slit where your nose is that you can look at the ground?
Or I mean, is it like
blacked
like,
out?
I don't know.
Pull it up. Because you can kind of see out.
I got a big head. So like my set, like there's like a little hole here that I can kind of see the floor with.
Does that
which
help?
I think helps.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I can like kind of like see where I'm at roughly.
Maybe you should turn on the one where it like shows the circle around you where you can see.
No, I mean, no, it's not about like walking into things or anything. It's just about.
Yeah.
Honestly, that is my biggest complaint. I wouldn't say complaint, but it's. I feel like that's the next big challenge for VR is rather like not even like Gen 2. It's going to be like Gen 3 or 4 is when they finally solve the issue of like movement in VR because obviously most people play standing still and it's like all you have is like a trackpad or you like teleport.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you have now and it just feels like super unnatural and clunky.
Motion sickness sucks ass. Anyone who has it, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Because like I have a really, really, really
bad. You get car sickness. It's
car weird. Sickness, any type of sickness like that. Just fucks with me so bad. And I'm very scared for VR.
Worth a shot. Try someone else's headset.
Just stand still. Just won't move.
I mean, I stand still when I play because I didn't have enough room. I'd literally just stand still, move around.
Most people do, I feel like.
You can sit down even, although in Pavlov, if you sit down, your character looks like he's like crapping.
That's awesome.
My when we played, my headset was fucked and I was taller than Fitz.
Yeah, it was so unusual.
And there was no reason for it. Like, I calibrated the headset and everything how you were meant to do it. You know, it says, it tells you to like put it on the ground and say that it's on the ground. I did that. But for some reason, it clearly thought the ground was like a meter below me because I was huge.
He was like 2 feet taller than me. Not 2 feet, but he was like a couple inches taller than me. That's and like, I was looking up to him in game and it was just severely intimidating.
And like, yeah, I'm like, not,
I'm not used to this.
I'm nowhere near as tall as Fitz. No. I'm shorter than most of the people in the house.
Would be nice for some good
guys. The only person I'm not shorter than is the gnome.
The gnome who the we gnome. Will not speak of. It was hair only in spirit.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty much life-size.
Absolute
there.
Gnome.
How long have we been going for here?
Like 5 hours or something?
I don't know.
Did you set a timer? I didn't. I forgot to. Yeah, I was hoping you set one.
I didn't set a timer. You check real quick. Not that I want to wrap it up, but the problem is, guys, that I am sick and like I just feel my throat getting sticky. And I just ran out of water for a second time.
I think we have... Here.
Check on the PC, maybe.
Wait, no, I think it's been going for like an half hour at least before we even started.
Guys, if you support us on Patreon, you get access to all the banter that happens before we begin the show, which normally goes on for like 20, 30 minutes.
Sometimes 4 hours.
Sometimes we're just sitting here for like 3 hours, just like fucking off before we record, just because like...
It just takes that long sometimes getting everything set up. So
we just don't have our shit together. What is
it? It's been an hour and 38 minutes.
I reckon we're good. I reckon we can wrap it up.
We can wrap that
Sorry,
up.
Guys. Yeah, I don't mean to like cut it off if it's early or if it's
we apologize.
I'm just a sick boy and I need my rest.
I feel like it's been an hour.
I think it has been,
Who cares? Who gives a fuck? Fuck the audience.
Whoa.
You know what we don't fuck? You know what we stand and support?
What?
Burrow.
And Gamer Subs.
And
I don't just stand on my burrow. I lay on my burrow.
Okay.
That's epic, Matt.
Why would you stand on your burrow?
That's what I mean. I lay on it. You said you stand burrow.
He was just making a really bad joke, okay?
Sorry. Takes the bait. So good.
Guys, gamersups.gg, code misfits, burrow.com/misfits. $70 off your purchase.
$75.
$75, even better.
Oh, that's a huge discount.
Pick up some limited edition figurines when they drop on the 28th.
My one has an off-white handbag because we're flexing.
Oh, flex.
Gotta be flexing always.
We'll see you next time. And hopefully I'll be healthy.
And hopefully we'll have everyone on the podcast.
And we'll be in an office.
And we'll be in an office.
And we'll be in an office.
With brick walls.
Turn up!
At least one of them.
Peace. Bye.
Bye.